The head of Collingwood General and Marine Hospital says there's no need, or desire, for a hospital-specific clause in a potential minister's zoning order, MZO, application to the province for the Poplar Regional Health and Wellness Village project. A letter signed by President and Chief Executive Officer of Collingwood General and Marine Hospital, CGMH, Michael LaCroix, included on the August 18 Council consent agenda raises concerns about the potential inclusion of the hospital in a motion related to the proposed minister's zoning order for the Poplar Village project. Specifically, LaCroix said the hospital was concerned about one of the seven options before council, which proposes a legal agreement to convey 30 acres of land for hospital purposes to the town as part of a condition of supporting the MZO application. The proposed motion specifies that the land would be held by the town for hospital purposes or retained by the town if the vision is not realized within 5 years of an MZO being issued. Although CGMH understands the staff's desire to ensure that the proposed community benefits from the MZO are realized, it is felt that this clause may result in unintended consequences for our hospital development project, wrote LaCroix. LaCroix notes that CGMH and John D. Poche Management Limited have been in talks over the years about the potential 30-acre land donation, should it be required through the hospital's planning process with the province. Having the land conveyed to the town under this MZO request would negate the years of donor stewardship and established donor recognition that is set to be in place, wrote LaCroix, also noting that the suggested 5-year timeline is not realistic and may impact the viability of the site if the timeline can't be met. The hospital is of the opinion that the existing language within the MZO is sufficient to ensure the realization of a new hospital within the Poplar Regional Health and Wellness Village, wrote LaCroix. At the August 11 Strategic Initiative Standing Committee meeting, the proponents behind the Poplar Village project, Live Work Learn Play Inc. and Depoche Management Limited, brought a revamped proposal for a MZO to councillors, including changes to the vision inspired by feedback from the public, town staff, council and various community groups, hoping council would lend their support to an application. The developers behind the proposal for 130 acres on the southeast corner of Poplar Side Road and Raglan Street intend to apply for an MZO, a controversial provincial tool to fast-track a change of zoning on a piece of land with provincial authority bypassing the municipal zoning process, to change the zoning of the property from industrial to mixed use to allow for the community hub-style development. In order to apply, the developer needs a resolution passed by Collingwood Council in support of the zoning change. According to the initial vision for the project, there will be 7 key areas incorporated into the design of the village, including a regional health and wellness campus, a market district, long-term care, assisted living facilities, bioscience and medical research facilities, an eco-wellness center, a regional transit hub, student and workforce housing and sports medicine clinics. Some of the recent changes to the vision to incorporate feedback from public consultations include prohibiting uses on the site such as financial institutions, short-term accommodations, hotels, motels, and single detached dwellings. A maximum height of 30 meters, or 6 stories, is now included for all mixed-use buildings. During the August 11 meeting, the committee voted to defer any recommendation until their August 18 regular meeting. As of August 18, town staff had amended the wording of the MZO motions to be considered by council, and had taken out their recommendation to include the hospital land clause as part of the MZO conditions. The August 18 regular meeting of council starts at 2 p.m. for an in-camera session. The public portion begins at 5 p.m. in council chambers at 97 Herontario Street and is live-streamed on YouTube here.